From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruriak. California has its first Surgeon General. She is Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris, a pediatrician who specializes in the area of childhood trauma. Her research links childhood adversity to health problems later in life. She's been honored for her work on this topic. She's written a book and given a TED Talk. She knew Gavin Newsom when he was mayor of San Francisco, and he appointed her to this new role. I talked with Dr. Burke-Harris in April, asking her first about the reactions she's heard to California having a Surgeon General.
It's been overwhelmingly positive. I have gotten so much of a wonderful welcome from folks all over the state, and it's exciting. Yeah, I think people are excited.
So California, I understand, is the fifth state with a Surgeon General. There is some precedent for how it's being handled. But when you and the governor talked about this role, how was it mapped out for you? What were the expectations that came with this role?
When we had our conversation, the governor was really focused on a couple of things. Number one, addressing health disparities, right? That's the unacceptable level of health disparities across our state. And the governor was also really supportive of deepening and expanding the work around childhood trauma, early childhood health, and also these issues of how we address the ways that early adversity manifest in affecting health throughout the life course. It was a super fun conversation. It was really about, you know, what can we do in the state of California to help make our residents healthier?
Can you share a little bit more about yourself? How was it that you knew the mayor? How was it that you were able to get his audience and his attention enough that he thought your work merited leading the state?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I actually first met Governor Newsom when he was mayor of San Francisco, and I was working in one of San Francisco's most underserved neighborhoods, Bayview Hunters Point. And he actually came out for the grand opening of the clinic, when we opened a clinic in a medically underserved area of San Francisco. And subsequently, I was appointed to serve on the mayor's Office of Community Investment and did that as a citizen of San Francisco. But, you know, to be honest, I think in terms of how I ended up coming into the role of Surgeon General, this is hilarious. This is a case of be careful what you wish for, because as a physician, as a practitioner, and as a health advocate, as Governor Newsom was on the campaign trail, I would, you know, periodically send out emails, you know, to say, hey, this is what other states are doing about adverse childhood experiences. This is how many Californians are affected by adverse childhood experiences and the long-term health issues. This is a public health crisis. Governor, you know, when he was running, what are you going to do about it?
You were emailing him directly.
I was sending to his team.
You know, what so you didn't know if these were landing in front of him, though.
That's right. That's right. Although I did hear back from his policy advisor. He ran really on a child health, child first campaign.
So he probably put you in the column of go-getters, educated, informed, on the front lines of some of this work.
Yeah, it could be. I'm not sure about what the process was. And certainly I had also, you know, worked with several members of his team in some of the work that I had been doing. So, for example, in my work with former Secretary Hillary Clinton, Anne O'Leary, who is now the governor's chief of staff, knew my work through my work with Secretary Clinton as well.
So I want everybody to hold on one hand that you have this sort of backstory relationship connection with the governor when he was mayor. On the other, let's talk about that childhood trauma work. And I think you need to explain adverse childhood experiences and that study. And this is an arena that in medicine is fairly new. The CDC only really started to identify identify childhood trauma, I believe, in the 1990s?
That's right. That's right. So childhood trauma is a long-known health issue, but much of this work really came to attention after a landmark study that was conducted by Kaiser Permanente and the CDC. It was published in 1998, called the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. And what they did in that study was they asked about 17,500 adults about their histories of 10 categories of adverse childhood experiences. And those include physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, physical and emotional neglect, or growing up in a household where there was a parent who was incarcerated or substance dependent or who experienced mental illness, or if there was parental separation or divorce or domestic violence. And what
they each of those categories is assigned a point.
That's right.
And the score becomes how many points. Obviously, the higher number of points, the higher amount of childhood trauma.
That's right. So it's really a measure of cumulative adversity over childhood. What they found were two things that were really striking. One was that adverse childhood experiences were incredibly common. So two-thirds of individuals in this study had experienced at least one adverse childhood experience, or ACE, and one in eight folks had experienced four or more. Keep in mind, this wasn't, you know, this wasn't the inner city. This wasn't a low-income population. This was Kaiser San Diego, 70% Caucasian, 70% college educated. Mm. So it really recognized that this was much more common than many people previously anticipated or believed. And the other piece was that the higher the number of ACEs, the greater the risk for, again, not just the things that you would expect, like mental health issues like depression, and also behavioral issues like substance dependence and other issues like that, but dramatically increased risk for heart disease, stroke, cancer, chronic lung disease, liver disease, even Alzheimer's. And it was through this landmark study that really ignited a field of research in understanding how adversity in childhood leads to repeated activation of the stress response, which, when it's activated too frequently, can go from protecting us, right, from being life-saving, to being overactivated and difficult to turn off. And that can lead to long-term problems with our health. And that's what's now known as the toxic stress response.
You're listening to California's first Surgeon General, Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris. And somewhere there was an intersection for you of that topic with your own study and work as a pediatrician. What was the lights on moment about this arena of childhood trauma with where you wanted to dedicate your life and your work?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was, as I mentioned, working in a very low-income neighborhood of San Francisco, Bayview Hunters Point. This was a neighborhood at the time I opened my practice where violence was the leading cause of early mortality, right? Mm-hmm. Unlike every other neighborhood in San Francisco where cardiovascular disease or HIV/AIDS were the one and two leading causes of early death. And what I was seeing in my patients and what I was hearing by being this community pediatrician was that my patients were being exposed to many of these ACEs, these adverse childhood experiences, but oftentimes it wasn't being recognized as a health issue. It was being recognized as behavioral problems, that kids got bad behavior. And there wasn't an understanding that because of what many of my patients had experienced, their body's stress response was being overactive, and that was looking like ADHD or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or that was really the root that was affecting their asthma or leading to increased risk of diabetes. And so getting to the root of the root was absolutely critical in being able to improve my patient's health.
In your TED Talk, which you gave in September of 2014, and it was titled How Childhood Trauma Affects Health Across a Lifetime, you said you actually had to throw your training out the window on this and really go through a paradigm shift and look at this in a whole new way. What do you mean by that?
when I trained, first of all, we didn't learn anything about the Adverse Childhood Experiences study or about the biological mechanisms of toxic stress. And so if a teacher was referring a child for ADHD or we were seeing a child who, you know, was having severe asthma or something else, I was taught to prescribe that inhaler medication or to prescribe the ADHD medication or, you know, perhaps refer them to a mental health provider if it seemed like it was necessary. And I never learned in my training, wait a minute, if I actually want to improve the health of my patients, I have to address the underlying problem, the root cause, which is the exposure to adversity. And so that is really what I've spent the last decade of my professional career, is not only developing clinical protocols and advancing the science and doing the research, but also raising awareness. Step one in addressing this issue is dealing with the fact that no one really knew about it, right? So Public Health 101 is to raise awareness, because when we learned, hey, you know, cigarettes can kill, secondhand smoke is also really damaging to health, that allowed us to change our practices, right? And that doesn't mean that quitting smoking is easy or any of these solutions are just, oh, okay, I've got the information. And so, but when we know better, we can do better. For me, it was really important to arm families and parents and communities with the information to safeguard their kids' health.
Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris, California's Surgeon General. This encore of our conversation will continue in a moment. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio.